Beautiful act, and thank them for every move they did. But they're doing now such a plea for us. Don't talk socialism or anything like that. Just talk, we like to live in a cooperative and share. We share alike, but don't talk socialism or Marxism or anything or communism, none of that. Understand? You don't know where they stand on that, so we ever see it. So we just like living cooperative living. Friend, and then use the monetary system here because we don't need to. People can give what they want to, and have money in bank if they choose, as some do. So you have that reminder, you know. Farmer, the sick, thanks to Father's advice, the medical staff, Dr. Chef, he came to the radio consult because this, the baby's feet have now been made normal. Grateful for that. That's the baby. Jim Ho, I hold any public service union supervisor responsible, the person I hold you responsible for that. Because that costs them, they send out planes to us free, and we can't expect to get away free planes, and they have to come out here with several hundred men searching for some maniac. And I hold you responsible not to. The medical staff to also see those that have proven themselves incapable of their own controls to see if they have medical controls. Do I make myself very clear? Well, I saw some today who did not have medical controls. Understand me? Recommendations on the full moon, drink more water, and that will counteract the effect of the moon on people. The 16th is of all who are healed on the 16th, and you can stop its negative effect. That's certainly something you should keep in your mind. But a lot of this can be controlled by mind. People let themselves have excuses. Remind people, we want to remind you again that in those who criticize, I have never allowed many people to handle money. Never. And because of that, you're not in danger of starving. You have 6 months' food supply in. Right. But you can look at the record. I think you can look at the record and see. Some of those people who handle money, all of them are of the same, they're not of the same color, right?
Right.
You have a Jewish person, Claire. You have a black person, Debbie. He was not holding it anymore, and Helen not either. Maria Katsas, who's certainly Greek, and the Greeks are mixed people. So I don't want to hear any foolishness about money, and there will no doubt be others like Kay and Business from time to time that will be holding money. I do demand that money be restricted, that not any waste be put upon money. That's why I've had to be so careful. We can't waste a dime. Some people get very aggravated at me, and they eat out, and they do this, that, and the other. I say, no, we put our foods at home in the headquarters. We use the regular, car car, is it? No, not the regular taxi, but the 40-cent car. And walk where you can. When I was in Georgetown, I walked nearly every day to the center of the city. And a lot of times we can't do that. We're getting some Hondas in that have been donated to us so people can learn how to use those in Georgetown. We have a great opportunity in another African nation. It seems to be pointing that way. So, just in case, you may have heard me say the name of the nation. I said it this morning in the news, if you listen closely. Not so soon. No one in the States, except those I feel by distinct revelation to go. You have some very sick people, some who've been very, very hostile. One youngster's been very hostile. We're taking them to the best institute of neurological research in Venezuela, costing thousands of dollars. Never one to follow rules, never one to keep an open channel, and we just hope, that's all. And we're taking another who amazingly enough, when the first doctor said he had cancer, metastasized, because really God's often thought more of the cause than to have an operation. But in using pawpaw, we find a healing taking place, and a matter of faith. So now they're not even sure that there's cancer, but he's still going to have them removed in Caracas. And that costs, again, several thousands of dollars. That's the kind of care you get here. He said, well, I haven't gotten it. Well, I hope you don't have to get sick to see that you will get it. He had an ear that looked like, certainly, it was cancer. But it's amazing to find out that it's possible just an ulceration. Some supervisors are still not listing percentages on their timesheets. We will issue warnings this coming week, and the crews should discuss the goals, and the whole crews should participate in setting goals and trying to beat them. Soon we get our 8-hour day. Jesse McNeil, or Carol Dennis, Harold or Tish will help them if you see them. Eligible to come off. Acting out, running away, we're getting tired of it. I'd like you to know that if you die, all we have to put on your death certificate is the time you die. So if you want to be a fool and fail to consider the risk and come back 500 generations, you want to eat lie. All we have to put on there is the time you die and put you in the ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, keep that in mind. Because some people think they can get back at people hostily. The reason I appeal to them, because I care about people. I don't want them to destroy their life. I don't want to give capitalists the great joy of destroying some socialist over nothing. Dale Jones, first time. I have a great deal of offense with people who run away. 30, 40, 50 people that get on production. That's why I'm turned over to the police. I made it very clear, the head of the police is a very dear friend of ours. Home Affairs Minister, Mingo. The head of the GNS, who has a unit out here, our young soldiers, Norman, is also a very good friend. Dined at our house, our headquarters in Georgetown. Been there several times. The head of the PDF, so why we got the plane today? Because he's the head of the Ghana Defense Force, Air, Army, all there is, the Defense Force, the Navy, Brigadier General, Price. So we don't have to put up this crap, we just call them. If they shoot you as a runaway, I'm not going to do this anymore. They tell the people that in the SU units, too.
Dad, I'd like to say for the last two...
Terry Smart, who is going to be a vegetable the rest of her life, because nobody ever gets healed from such a seam of the blood bacteria count she had, something she'd carried for a year or two, no doubt. And just because somebody falls out, don't dishonor the kind of medical care we give by trying to place it, because we can tell the difference. Dad, because I know it wasn't nothing but you that stopped me from death. Really bad pain in my stomach. A week and a half ago, if I was in the States, a cold-hearted place where no concern was shown or practiced at all and didn't have nothing about you or ever like some who know who you are, because you're tall, I suppose, but walk off, I would be dead. Dead without any cause behind me. I have seen and heard of a patient that's just left to die because of a lack of attitude, a lack of attention shown by the medical people. But here in Jonestown, place of freedom, beauty, peace, tender loving care is shown, and many others call and get an answer. And they all say thank you, Jim Jones. Yeah, far more serious than that. Dismissed. Surely when they're young, because they eat too much, they just waste their food.
Diabetes. Anybody has a diabetic patient that takes sugar will get the same. I'm tired of talking. You'll see the result. I'm going to lift my protection, and you'll see what it means. You'll understand what it means in weeks to come. In a few weeks. The sisters that have just walked back. If I lifted my protection from many of these diabetics, they'd have been blind. Their limbs have been rotted off. So I'm just tired of it. People who just push and take advantage of you when you warn them and warn them and warn them. What did someone said, say, Dr. Chet?
The waste of food. Whenever it takes food in their mouth and it goes out in their urine, it's just like taking in their mouth, chewing up, and spitting it out. They're not using that energy. It's just like wasting food, and it's against the principle to do that. So whenever they're in urine, anything bigger than a 1 plus, when they test it, then it's just wasting food. Same thing.
The teacher thought I was going to stab my best friend, my buddy. Called myself waiting for another young girl. It's been over a year and I haven't heard anything, so I got wrapped up in Christine. I like Christine a lot, but then I have to think of Ricky. Time I didn't care if Ricky caught us or not. I was only thinking of myself. I feel that just because Christine is about 5 years older than I am, I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. I like Christine a lot. I can only say that I'm sorry in my action. If the children are listening to this, what I did was anarchy, and anarchy certainly does not win a revolution. I have been disciplined, so don't follow my example. There are all kinds of tigers and snakes out in the woods, and other kinds of things that can cause disease. Children should follow the best example in the world, and that is bad. What are you wanting? Are you wanting an audience? Special care unit. That the other girl, Christine Caller, is teasing him. I just feel not true. But the fact that he gets special diet, gets snacks, and he eats the green cake, and because she turns herself in. Had to kill someone themselves. It's a very, very hostile act. Professor Chop, I understand that I'm to get some information about the people, let them know concerning Suzanne. So far, nobody has sent anything to me. So I use your loudspeaker for this. I'm hesitant to make an announcement about this without your approval. I don't know why. She's a traitor. She threatened my wife. She threatened her mother when I took her from the orphanage. 3 days before she was 4, I can't remember which one, she'd been turned out on the streets. Starved to death. She told the most hideous lies against her brother, myself. She was a hideous liar. And she's right in the conspiracy up to her neck. And she's been in. We have absolute proof that she tried to stop the adoption of Mona, so she don't need to hold any special privilege for mine. I do not consider her my daughter. I don't recognize her. I don't know her. I don't care what you decide to do in her regard, because to me, she's a class enemy. Some of you just can't come to clap for that person, can you? It took $20,000 to get her to the foundation. It was ripped off. You had to pay so much to the foundation. You had to bring her to Honolulu. Then they held her longer there because of some suspected infestation. And then we had to stay in Los Angeles. That could have been the 20 or 30 days, wasting time, losing offerings from the church that it could have been helping the people. She cost me a minimum of $20,000. And I thought, all I could think about, I could give everybody here a fine steak dinner for that. I am so disgusted with the woman. If I had her, if I were not to you, if it were not to you, I would beat her brains out. That's the way I feel about her. I feel anyone who would get my wife on the phone and threaten her and tell her she's going to do such and such, or she has 1 week. And I'd like to get, you can remember her. You can just remember her right along with all the rest. She's right up there at the top with Pretty Stone. After his favorite sister, the one he'd done the most for, called him a monster on TV. Right here we saw the TV that should be destroyed. And she'd been calling him a monster for 15 years from Miami radio station. He said, I'd rather have my sister calling me a monster. So I'm glad she is calling me a monster. Being a capitalist she is, I wouldn't want her to call me anything else. I'd rather she call me a monster than to say I'm giving her special favor and having her live here in Havana, Cuba. When I see someone that does not live socialistic, I am through. Then if they make a few mistakes, that's different. But when they calculate to hurt people and go about it in a special design to destroy people, I have no hesitation whatsoever to put them in the category of class enemy. I don't seek people out on a personal vendetta. I've got no more interest in seeing her come to justice than I have Tim Stone. But I say they both should equally come to justice. We won first round considerably because we had many notes of Tim Stone, who claimed he'd never acted as an attorney for us in his life. He said that Gene Chaykin was the only attorney. We had stuff in his handwriting where he had threatened to harm people, to harass them, and he had the nerve to plead innocent of that in front of the judge. But I got a feeling in 10 days, when we come back for the final hearing, he's not going to win. Six sons and one daughter. I only lost one. That's a very good record for being a revolutionary leader. Usually you have more than that will rebel. I don't care that stinking little bourgeoisie is rebel. That's her business. And lie, oh my, how she can lie. So I wouldn't be surprised at anything. Well, I hope she doesn't go too far, because if I ever know just exactly how long I've got before I go to the next plane and planet, I'll certainly come up and see her sometime. She is my good friend, Professor Chop, is that someplace between 17 or 18, when Mike was not able to have sexual performance due to some ridiculous feeling of inadequacy, she asked me to have sex with her, and I refused. I'm sure that Gene Chicken is going to tell you right away you can't use that in the book. So you're going to have to immediately go to him and find out what the hell the story is, because that's what the trouble is. Everything boils down to sex. The worst enemy, the worst treason, the worst calumny, the worst endless acts boil down to one thing: jealousy. Nina Herring would like to make a new...
Different.
It's definitely different because we have 1,000 so-called Mongol renegades over here trying to live in a socialist society. It's definitely different.
But people trying to use suicide without regard to the rest of us and the effect it has on children. I'm tired of people not listening. You've got a good enough mind to know that you have to come back in another body. But if you don't, if you have no more conscience than to commit this hostile act, I'm tired of it. I think you'd take some note after drinking lotion and seeing one that drank 2 glasses of gasoline, but you're not going to be able to commit suicide easily around here. But you lay your body down and give the capitalist a satisfaction. Damn you! There are 5 students and you showed all your interest on one. And you believe that is principal behavior. But our concern become more important than whatever individual concern misguidedly you thought you could give that child. The only way this will be forgotten is you to stay clear of that child.
That's right, Dad. That's wrong.
Because he cannot be trusted. You won't use your own controls. I've seen dozens of men here tell me that they had feelings, but never one of them acted on them. I can't understand you. I can't understand you. The idea of doing that kind of harm to a young boy. No wonder he's suicidal. And when you close to him, you expect to find any kind of relief for him. He should be as far from you as he can be. For that reason, I override you. I'm putting on public services, and you work very hard on public services. Better not let him...